All right, now we're recording.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to Off the Card, an action figure podcast live from Faraday Toys in Greenwood, Indiana. This is a podcast about, I don't even remember what I say. Help me here.
Man, children.
It's Billy and Joe and Eric they're acting like kids. So
yeah.
Here
yeah,
we are.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Feels good. I like it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, I'm gonna drive Paul crazy with this.
That's, I can edit that out.
No, you can't. Absolutely impossible.
You have no idea what I can
do. All right, so year-end wrap up. There's a lot of stuff that came out this year.
There's actually so much I actually forgot what came out.
I had to go through my Instagram, flipping through like, what did I buy in this calendar year that's new? So. Yeah, it took me about 2 weeks.
No, I will openly say in my house that I can't remember what I bought because then she'll look at me and go, then why are you buying? I'll be like,
Natch.
Yeah. Oh, look, door.
We all serve those masters, unfortunately. Mine
happens to be in Florida for the week, so.
Mine's at home probably putting in a bunch of expensive stuff in boxes just despite me. Yeah, so yeah.
Mine's probably still asleep.
There you go. So, let's start with our figures, and then we'll just let this dissolve into us being old men about bitching about the old JCPenney's catalogs and our misspent, you know, time pining over shit we never got for Christmas anyway. So go ahead, Eric. Let's start with you. You're Dan, man. What your top five? Your guy? Your figures that you. You bought this year.
Okay. I'm not going to put them like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
That's the whole point. I don't know why people do that anymore. It's like, oh, it's my top five. Just say these are my five favorite things.
There you go. Yeah.
Just dumb.
Yeah.
All right. So I know Billy.
Sorry. Well, did you take? I felt like I needed to say yeah with everybody.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Metallica fan.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Yeah, both of you guys are big. Yeah. So go ahead.
So did you?
No, I did not put him on my list. Okay, I deferred to you on two of them.
Ah, good.
Yep.
So the first one would be the Danhausen Ringside Collectibles.
Yes.
Figure, which I still think that's probably. I don't know where the hell to put this thing. Over yonder. There you go. Be the QVC lady.
the packaging alone.
Oh yeah, the packaging alone.
When you open it.
Yeah.
Which I've got one open up here that I brought. He's just a great figure.
Yeah, no, he's just good.
Yeah.
That's why I like Ringside Collectibles. When it comes to their exclusive stuff, they put in the work. A few things I don't disagree with. One thing actually didn't make my list this year, not because it wasn't a bad figure, but the packaging kind of upset me, and that was the Ringside Exclusive Defining Moments Mankind from Hell in the Cell.
They weren't see-through in the back. You couldn't see the back.
And the whole thing of like he has the thumbtacks stuck in his back. I wish there was a clear thing on the back so I could see his back.
Well, the old ones did.
So that's my only letdown.
They were showing
or if they did, like the gatefold had a backside gatefold and you could open and close it. I've been fine with that.
Yeah.
That's the only hang up on that figure that why it didn't make the list. A couple of the honorable mentions list was that and then Creature from Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
You know, and then the Terry Funk Target exclusive. And honestly, these two figures are probably the last two things I'll probably buy from AEW because there's not a reason to buy anything anymore. Unless I want a weird looking Adam Copeland that's probably going to come out where he looks like he has like a 22-inch forehead and his eyes are sloped.
There's always that.
Yeah. So my next one is the CM Punk Walmart exclusive Supreme, which are kind of hard to find right now. I got lucky and just happened to walk into a Walmart and grab it. Enjoy it while it lasts, because then probably next year we'll probably get a WWE Ultimates figure of Punk and probably two different versions with the long hair from back in the day with the Straight Edge Society. And
you know, right now, someone back there in marketing department's going, money.
Oh, yeah. No, within 24 hours, they had pre-orders up for the shirts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I almost pre-ordered the zip-up hoodie and the shirt.
Yeah. He's
merchandise
he's
machine.
He's there to make money.
Yeah.
And no, he's going to make a shit ton
of
money.
Yeah.
I am so kicking myself for turning that off at the credits. And
you and probably a million other people were like, oh, it's done.
It's like, okay, WWE's MCU now.
Yeah. 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 There's a post-credit.
Yeah.
There was a post-credit. As you see the ticker at the bottom, it's like, nope, I'm not shutting it off till it goes black.
Yeah. So, I know better than that.
I'm getting my money's worth.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then my next one is the Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think so far might be their best looking figure that's come out so far.
This is one of the first brides.
First female figure. Yeah. I mean, but there isn't a lot of female characters really to do in the universe unless they get likeness rights to do like the lead actress from Creature from Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
And actually did like the heroines to it, which I'd be okay with. I mean, that'd be cool.
I'm screaming for the three vampire brides. Of Dracula's.
His harem.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a fan of harems in general.
I am too.
I'm going to go from Bride of Frankenstein to Queen. And it's the Freddie Mercury figure, which their music figures are getting better and better every year.
Yeah.
The Bon Scott, which I need to get.
The Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah. The Angus with his hat with the devil horns on it.
Yeah.
Their music figures are getting up there with Super 7 for me. I probably, if I would have gotten the Lemmy this year, that probably would have possibly slid in. It's just now dropping.
Yeah, it's shipping. And so then technically it's going
to
fall.
We were supposed to get the Cliff Burton. I don't know. It's saying
February now.
Yeah.
Oh,
their website
again.
Yeah. Which is, we'll make it 12 months to the day. Cause I ordered it the week of my birthday, which is in February.
That's about right.
So. Okay. Which oddly enough, that the reason why they did it, that's Cliff's birthday.
Yeah.
So it's basically going to come out possibly on Cliff's birthday.
That'd be good.
And then this one slid in at the very last minute. I got this one. So my work is feeding my toy problem. If I'm a good little boy at work, I get points. And then those points you can use to buy gift cards for anywhere but Best Buy. So I can use these points and I got a $400 gift card and bought $400 worth of shit. And most of it was toys. And so I got this in the mail, and this is the Dinosaurs Carl from the TV series. The baby almost made it, but this one I think is probably the best.
I love the We Say So logo on the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything about it, these figures are going to be – I think they're going to be good.
Who would have thought that – we'd be getting dinosaur figures. Yeah. It's
crazy. Which to me, the more I think about it, what else are we going to get? Because that's Jim Henson Studios.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If he got that license, oh, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's the floodgates of just Jim Henson stuff that they can do. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're going to just do, hey, we're going to do all the TV shows from Friday nights on ABC.
I'd love to see NECA get a hold of Dark Crystal or even the Labyrinth stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they've done in the past, but.
Yeah, they did both. A Jareth. They did that 12-inch Jareth back in the day.
And they did a normal one. They did like one of the Skeksis. That's very hard to find.
That Jareth was really hard to find for quite. It may still be. I don't know.
Oh, it is. It's, early NECA stuff. The distribution was funky.
Oh, yeah. Remember, the only place we could find it was the Hollywood shop.
Was his name Jan?
Yep.
Yep.
And he would never mark anything down.
No.
Nothing. No. He's probably still sitting in his house right now.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my top five.
It's great. I purposely swerved from horror and wrestling to give you space.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's bad. So, Joe,
what do you got? Well, you know me,
Mezco. Yeah.
So we'll start with.
You're not a cheap collector, are you, Joe?
I'm going to have to start being. So. First one has got Mezco Slugfest. It's one of their mascot characters.
Does he fall under the
Rumble Society?
Rumble Society. Okay.
So Gomez the Cockroach would be their main mascot. This guy would be, I'd say, right behind him. He is
chunky,
like we like the big beefy. Yeah, he's chunky big. Figure. Yeah,
he's thick, as the kids say.
Yeah, and. He's got
so that might make everybody uncomfortable. I win.
I'm sitting next to you.
He's got his little junk creation dog figure there. He's got, you know, the usual Mezco accessories. He's got this crazy axe and whatnot. So next one would be the Mefix Scarlet Spider. One of the best spider figures I've gotten. The articulation is nuts.
If you're going to buy a Spider-Man of any sort, Mefix is the way to go.
Yeah.
Those things have more.
Bandai would be pretty close behind. But they're a little fragile, too.
Yeah.
So, definitely. I mean, it's Scarlet Spider, and I bought it. Yeah. So, that's saying a lot right there. Next one would be the Solomon Kane figure from Mezco.
Again, folks, Joe is not a cheap collector by any stretch of the imagination.
I'll admit, I don't know a whole lot about Solomon Kane. That's
Robert E. Howard's Puritan Avenger character.
I have learned. Even like right before they announced the figure, found out Patrick Zerker is working on a Solomon Kane book.
He's a local guy.
Yes, he is up in Carmel.
Yeah.
And like, okay, I'm going to check this out, figure out. And they announced the figure and all right, this looks really freaking cool. So many accessories.
I mean, who doesn't want a pilgrim with a sword?
I mean, why not?
Other than Native Americans, but carry on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a bad joke. I apologize.
And you know I'm glad you made it because I was going
to. And you know what? He arrived in November.
Oh, so Lord.
Let's say at least we're not doing the show on Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day.
Inappropriate.
Solomon King for everyone.
And then I've got the. I know technically the Headless Horseman was originally released last year, but this is obviously the different colorway.
It's the retailer exclusives that they put out. They help out the retailers this year.
Good Lord.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say I told you so.
Now I know. And much like my current Christmas display with Father Christmas and Jacob Marley.
That Jacob Marley I just got Saturday. Holy shit. Anyway.
Yeah. When comes Halloween time next year, he will be sitting out front and center by the front door, just like my current Christmas decorations are. And then on the end is another Mezco. This time it's Roadblock from G.I. Joe. And
that's a Mezco?
Mm-hmm. That is a Mezco.
Yeah.
But check it out. You've got the soft goods and everything. Again, so many accessories.
I mean, that's where the money is with those. Because I broke down this year and I took the dive. I bought that sod cutter.
Yeah.
The green skinned one.
Right on.
Baghead. I'm in trouble because that's a slippery slope at $100-something a piece.
And right.
Yeah.
With these, I honestly like to see him do the Colonial Marines for Aliens.
Oh,
they've done Big Chap. It was not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's super fragile from what I've seen.
It's really weird. Like certain figures that they do in their under the 112 line is absolutely amazing, and other ones are just rubber junk. I don't
like that Batman incident. This was that this year or last year?
Last year.
Was it last year?
Thank hell. Who knows? It took 5 years to make the damn thing.
No, technically, it was this year.
Yeah, it was this year, earlier this year, right? Yeah.
I mean, if you go by when you first ordered, it was like half a decade ago, it seems.
They solicited it in 1989.
Yeah.
And it finally got here. Yeah.
So, but there's a couple that have arrived in the last couple of days that would have.
We've reserved the right to amend until December 31st.
That Bartholomew Vex figure is pretty nice.
That's on order. It's a goat-headed, what is he, like? Turn of the century, dandy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of. There's a DC character, vampire character that is who he reminds me of with the short pants and the overcoat, and
he looks like he should be in the Hellfire Club.
Yeah, that works. And then I got my first Super 7 figure of Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
What do you think of those? Yeah, they're pretty great. Yeah. I like.
They can't do wrong on the animated stuff.
Yeah.
No.
When it comes to the Muppet stuff and just.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah. It's hard for me to stay away from. And even the Warner stuff, like that's the stuff I need to go back and look at, like possibly chasing back down. So those Ren and Stimpy's.
Ren and Stimpy, Pinky and the Brain,
the Animaniacs.
Yeah.
So Butthead.
Yeah.
Two sets, Pinky and the Brain
yeah. Those are
the Ren and Stimpy. I'm more than one occasion we've had a show and I walk past them and glare at them like, nope.
Your best bet, honestly, with a lot of that stuff is I buy most of my Ultimates at a discount whenever they go on sale. Some of them you can't, they won't go on sale. Like my Ghost figures, those aren't going to go on sale. Yeah,
which. Side thing to that, did you guys get the Super 7 catalog in the mail with the 20% off coupon on the back?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. That's how I got the Stitch. Entertainment Earth had their Black Friday sale. I got him for like $25. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I always forget about Entertainment Earth.
Yeah.
Always.
I do too. I typically am a big bad guy if I'm not local. So,
yep.
And then Amazon, man. Oh, God.
See, Amazon's hit and miss for me.
I find stuff on there like all the time, like super cheap. Like, oh, I missed that McFarlane DC figure or whatever. And all of a sudden I go on there and it's like, it's $8. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah. I almost bought, the only thing I almost bought was the week of Black Friday. They had the Jurassic Park T-Rex.
Yes, the big one.
The big one. And it was on sale for like $25 from like 40.
I had it in my cart and it.
Same here.
Yeah. I almost did because. I want someone to paint it to look like the Batman T-Rex from the death metal comics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a really disturbing feeling we're probably going to see those in Ollie's before soon.
Yeah, there's a lot of that Jurassic Park stuff.
Pretty good feeling that's where those are going to
end up. It's coming in hot. It's going to be there, sure. So, all right. So, my top five. Well, let me give you an almost list. Everything NECA Gargoyles. Should be on my list.
Yes.
The Marvel Select Invisible Woman, the Mr. Fantastic, and the Beta Ray Bill. That Beta Ray Bill damn near made the list. That is one of the best Marvel Select figures I've seen. Absolutely. And it looks like Daniel Warren Johnson's art. So, looks good. Toho, Shogun, Warriors, Godzilla from the Ultimates line from Super 7. That thing's awesome. It's a mid-size 78 Godzilla, and it fires its hand, and he's about that tall.
I'm eyeballing pre-ordering the 89 Godzilla from Super 7 or the minus one.
The minus
the new
one.
Movie,
yeah.
Which I need. That new movie is apparently fantastic.
Yeah, so. I need to see that one. Rocketeer from Longbox Heroes. That was from
Fresh. I forgot about that one, too.
I got him, and I got the Black Phantom. If you didn't pre-order those, you ain't getting them. They're gone, and they're expensive now. They're awesome. They look like the like a 5-inch retro figure. They look like he should be in there with like superpowers. That's kind of where he fits in. So they're awesome. DC Multiverse. Imagine this: the Hush Batman, the gray version, and the black version. Prefer the gray version or the blue. Batman, the Vampire, they did DC versus Vampires. That was fun. Another Batman, of course. The Nightfall Batman. I love that one, too. This is all my ones that aren't on the list. The Green Lantern Vampire that looks like he's on fire. That one's awesome, too. Motu, probably released one of my favorite figures that ain't on the list, is the Frogmonger. It's a little frog monster that's in the... he's cool. Tracker Toys finally gave us the not Tracker Toys, the anti-Tracker Toys. Phantom Starkiller got two releases from them and a Super 7 release. He's back with Super 7, so congrats to Pete. The Legends of Dragonore figures came out. I picked up the exclusive box and then some of the regular ones this year. Those are awesome. They look like Motu figures, but they're honestly a little bit cooler. Super 7's Halloween Kids. those were awesome. They're like, they're using their existing license. Like there's a little.
Did those drop this year? I thought they were going to drop next year.
No, they're out. I got out. Oh yeah. I got them.
I thought they came out next year.
No, this is all stuff that I own that's piled up in my office right now. Trust me. Theodore Sodcutter, the baghead version from Mezco. Again, awesome figure. The Danhausen and the Punk, are on my list. The Ultimate, edition Andre. Mm-hmm. Was a great figure, probably one of the better wrestling figures this year. And then the variant to Razor.
Oh, the purple. That came out this year too.
Well.
I forgot about that.
And then Loyal Subjects and their TMNT line, the IDW figures, the ones that look like the previous regime's comic book art.
Yeah.
Before Gavin took over. I love those. Yeah. Those have been so much fun. I've been getting the Comic-Con exclusive ones where they're like dirtied up and they got extra stuff. They're a little bit more, but I love them. And it's a different take on Turtles. So that's just the bullshit that's by my office door.
You like how Billy says, everybody, you know, come up with your top five. And then he's like, here's 30.
My top five. Here's my top five. NECA's War Duke. I never thought in a million years we'd ever see NECA do D&D or anyone do modern D&D figures other than like Drist or someone like that.
Yeah.
But there he is, and he is freaking cool. I love that character. I love the vintage one, which I own a couple of four or five of them, and I love them. Lexion from Spiro Toys. Everyone knows I'm an independent toy guy, and Spiro with that guy, the guy looks like a bobcat. I love that. That thing is freaking cool. Those new ones, the Primal line, is some of the best constructed figures I've ever seen. I put him on par with anything out of a big box store, maybe even better, but he's cool looking. Love him. Fury Planet, the veteran William, Maestro Union figure, this big werewolf soldier guy with all the accessories. You can strip him down, new leg attachments, everything, turn him into just a werewolf or turn him into the soldier. It doesn't matter, whatever he is. That right there is probably the number one figure this year, and it's going to be on a lot of people's top list. Oh, yeah. He's amazing. And Nosferu, the evil demigod of cyber sorcery for Manor Monster Studios, our friend Brandon. Yes, that looks a lot like Hordak, but it's not. So, keep your comments to yourselves. But yes, I love that figure. That was a PowerCon exclusive. I've been playing with that thing since PowerCon. It's fun. It's goofy, and I like Hordak better than Skeletor. I'll say it. I'm that guy. So, and then one of my other favorite figures of my top five is Trapjaw, the new attorney of Trapjaw that just released not too long ago. It's probably the best version of Trapjaw since it may be even better than the Motu Classics. That thing, interesting joint. Like typically Trapjaw, just that one mechanical arm straight up and down. This one actually has a ball in the shoulder. Nice. And you can move it around a little bit. He has a jaw that unhinges, and it goes onto his weapon, and you can switch him out. I've got the weapon version, the dark gray, on him right now. So, that right there is my top five. And then all those other ones are figures that I bought and I've been playing with and staring at. And, yeah.
Yeah. I just remembered the Flash Batman drop this year too. That was super hard to find.
The Keaton, the 89 Keaton.
Yeah.
And then the
only redeeming thing at all that. Yeah.
The 89, the Flash version of Batmobile.
The car and stuff. Yeah.
And then the Nightwing or the Batwing. And there was a shitload of stuff released this year.
Yeah.
Some good. This stuff up here is good. And then some bad.
Oh yeah.
There was some bad. But you know. It is what it is.
We could do another episode we wanted to.
Oh, the God. Yeah, I could turn loose on that. But anyway, no, this is our top 15, interchangeable, if you will. You really tell a lot by us, by what we like.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah. I'm pretty decisive. unless there's Ghostbuster stuff out, then how quickly that could
well, we
shift
got what
gears.
Next year? Yeah. I have
next
a bad,
March.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling.
My wallet's gonna
yeah,
yeah. Tap out.
You're gonna get it. Good. You're gonna get it. I don't know. I mean, I see a bunch of stuff coming on the horizon. I've got a bunch of stuff on order that's supposed
there's
to be
so
here.
Yeah. Then there's so much stuff I think that's gonna get, and there's so many anniversaries next year mm-hmm. of different IPs, and then. Just, I mean, another, we could do a whole episode of what we're looking forward to in 2024, yeah. just stuff on pre-order alone. I mean, like yeah. I said, those Godzilla figures.
Oh, next year, for me, that those damn Turtle He-Man mashup figures, that's,
yeah.
Because I'm a two of on every one of those.
Yeah, the Colosseum Classics, Roddy Piper and Animal yep. Steel just dropped for pre-order Friday, which means they drop next year.
Yep.
I'm like. Okay, and then 40th anniversary for Ghostbusters,
mm-hmm.
40th anniversary for Nightmare on Elm Street, 40th anniversary for Gremlins. I mean, it's just and there's a bunch of other stuff hitting 40-year anniversaries, and I got a feeling all these companies are going to come up.
Well, sure,
interesting stuff.
Well, it's yeah, they're going to milk us.
Oh yeah, they're going to yeah. They're going to McFarlane the shit out of us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That new Four Horsemen line with the North End Barbarians and
oh the yeah, bear that mount if you've seen the bear stands up. Yeah, that bear stands up. I'm yeah, in trouble.
I got to get that bear.
Oh, and then
if Fresh, I get anything else, I'm getting
that
bear.
And then Fresh Monkey Fiction put out, they're doing another line of Santa Claus. And then that. There's a demon goat that with his hooves on fire. So that went into the pre-order at Big Bad Toy Store like instantly.
Right,
and then he's got a saddle. I don't know who I'm going to put on him, but there's a demon goat. Come in with flaming hooves. I'm like, yeah, I might get two of them so he can like, they can run in front of a sleigh.
Oh, hell.
King Diamond. I could put King Diamond yeah, in a
there
sleigh.
There you go.
And they got the yes. Super 7 King
I know,
Diamond out
I've,
there.
I've got one. Oh, man.
You get so a Lemmy up there playing Run, Run, Rudolph.
Lemmy, and I could throw like, yeah, maybe one of the Papas back there in the yeah. back holding on, yep. you know? Clinging to coattails.
Yep.
Never mind.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, throw God. Cliff in when he comes out.
Yeah.
Well, this would be very bad.
Yeah.
Very bad. Good well, times.
I like someone's it. Definition of bad. I think it sounds cool.
In his household, it's 50-50.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Trust me. She about had a conniption fit earlier in the week. She's seen a couple of Halloween or t-shirts that I got for Christmas and not pleased. At all.
That's all right. My wife keeps talking me out of if any people in the room, some people know where I live, some people don't. People that do know where I live, I'm getting ready to order. I got Halloween inflatables for the front yard mm-hmm. and I got a wild hair. And my wife looks at me funny every time I'm talking about doing it. I want to get a 7 foot tall inflatable black Santa.
That would set really well in Morgan.
Do it.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Sir, you ain't got the cojones.
All right. I'll raise you with a white Mrs. Claus.
Oh, please. And if you do that, I'm coming to get my picture taken for next year's Christmas card.
Same.
Right there in between them.
Okay.
With a welcome to Morgan County sign.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Yeah, I love antagonizing.
Especially you know I'm that way. Noticed. I get my rocks yeah. off on it quite
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah, hell with them. So with all the stuff that came out this year, all the good stuff, we were chatting, and we're going to talk about it. Everyone here is of a certain age. Do you guys remember? I'm sure you all do. We all have the fond memories of those Sears and JCPenney catalogs.
Yeah. And Montgomery Ward. What did Montgomery Ward?
I think Montgomery Ward. Does Montgomery Ward had one too? Okay. And I remember we'd get the Toys R Us. Would always
the dream in, books, right?
The dream books that always yep. come in,
which like, now Amazon's picked up the ball and kind of ran with. We yep, get like yep. a miniature version of it from yeah. Amazon.
I remember every year in my house, my aunts would run out and grab the paper on Thanksgiving and come home and tear the paper
oh, yeah.
apart mm-hmm. looking for yep. the remember, Black Friday deals.
Yep, I'd be sitting at my yeah. grandma's house just thumbing
they,
through
they
stuff.
They looked like they were like getting ready to like take Normandy or something. Yep. Like they're breaking up, like you take this and you take that. And
yep.
yeah. So I remember as a kid, mom would like, hey, Christmas books here. And he usually showed up in like, what, like freaking July or some shit.
Yeah.
And like, here, pick out what you want or here, look at this. very rarely did I get anything out of that.
Yeah, I was getting ready to bring that up. Like, how many people actually got something? I remember one thing.
Well, because you're... From the, yeah, never
mind. Yeah. One of us was. Yeah. I have a... When we bring up Christmas stories, I have a good story that ties into that, and it's funny.
Oh, man.
But no, the only thing I remember getting from the catalog, because I got it for Christmas but didn't show up on time, and my mom was like, you got this, but it didn't show up.
Yeah.
It was the race car track, you know, the RC track
ones. Yeah.
It was Batman Returns.
Okay.
So it was Batmobile and the Gotham police car. And it was that, but I remember going to the JCPenney's in Martinsville is we're in the plaza with Kroger now, not the original one on the square, or it might've been, I remember, but, I remember going there and doing the pickup and getting it and bringing it home.
Remember when you'd go into the back of the JCPenney's to get your white bag pickup? Because everything was always one of those white drop bags.
Yep. They still do the white drop bags.
Yeah, but it's like
you ordered shoes from there.
Yeah, but it's like the original Temu. You know what I mean? You get one of those bags in the mail, like, ooh, a bag. Wonder what's in it.
Just, but Jay said it's not disappointment like Temu, but, those things are terrible. But yeah, that's why I remember it's like, I remember just, looking at the catalog and pointing stuff out.
Yeah.
But never either A, they didn't get it from the catalog, or they probably went somewhere to get it. Like, oh, these toys, we're going to go Toys R Us or Children's Palace or, you know, Hooks or Walmart or, you know, Target, wherever, and get the stuff.
Yeah.
And then, and layaways, obviously, you know, most people, most families, like, okay, well, let's go and get it all out of the layaway.
Yeah.
And do that. So,
remember the, was it layaway was 10% down?
Don't remember. I was a kid.
It
for
was
me.
10, it was 10%.
I was a kid. Money meant nothing. I'm like, I want this. But,
well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they still offer layaways now.
Yeah. Walmart does.
Yeah, yeah. For a certain period of time, which is great for families that need it, you know, obviously.
Yeah. Only at Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're balling on a budget, I mean,
I get it. Yeah.
Which
We used to, they would put it in front of me and I'd look through there. I'm like, oh, like I want this and I want that and I want that. Yeah, I never got shit. But I always got stuff, but it never was like, you know.
Yeah.
It was like adjacent to what I wanted. Like, oh, I want this, you know. And it's like, no, okay, we're going to get
I want G.I. Joe, but I got a combat Carl.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah. I want Evel Knievel.
GoBots?
What's that?
Did you get GoBots?
Oh, God.
You know what? I like GoBots.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says.
That bad.
I know I'm in the wrong place to say this, but I think GoBots are cooler than Transformers. That's just me.
I don't know if I go that far.
Oh, I will. I like them. But my favorite, let's go to favorite presents. I remember very vividly.
Oh, wait, before we do flashbacks.
Uh-oh.
Fresh hell is that?
Wow.
It's the flashback sound.
Oh, man. Scooby-Doo ending. Yeah. For me, my favorite, I remember getting my 12-inch Mr. T figure. I won't call him a doll, but yeah, a figure. Yeah. I remember getting that one. That made me very happy. I was very upset that I couldn't fit the chains around my neck. Yeah, it was very, very, didn't like that. And then my grandparents came from Tennessee and they got me a compound bow. I was 4. That was awesome.
Welcome to back in the day.
So me and Mr.
We
T
didn't get BB guns. We got 22s.
Very much so. They no airsoft in this house, boy. Got there and kill us some dinner. So I remember getting the compound boats blue. I still have it. It could kill somebody and they give it to a toddler basically, but they also come from the same family that literally on the day I was born, my grandfather walked into the hospital with a shotgun. That was my gift for being born, was a 12 gauge single shot gun. Yeah. Yeah.
But makes sense.
It don't get much more hillbilly than that. Unless my mom and dad are brother and sister, it literally gets no more hillbilly than that. So, yeah. But Mr. T, and then that year I also got like racetrack. I remember getting the Hot Wheels.
RC track.
Hot Wheels
track. Which your parents used to beat your ass with.
Yes, they did.
I
can still smell those tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad news. But I remember getting it and like had the loop to loop and everything and all the connectors. And I remember that. Those were great.
Those were awesome.
My Mr. T van. A-Team band, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had that. I was a big A-Team kid. I loved A-Team and Chipmunks. I don't know, like weird.
Like the Disney Chipmunk?
No, well, not Disney back then. I don't think they were Disney. They not really? The not
oh,
the,
like Alvin, Simon.
Oh, those Chipmunks. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Yeah. You're thinking Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale.
You're thinking Alvin. Rescue Rangers, youngin. Oh,
yeah.
My mind went somewhere else with Chip and Dale.
Yeah,
reason.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, everybody keep your pants on.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember those gifts very fondly. I mean, there's other gifts as the years went on. I remember getting, like, Devastator when I was a kid. And in one year, the whole family went G.I. Joe stupid. And I got, like, 3 Night Ravens for Christmas. Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty.
I never had one.
Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, I wanted a flag, but yeah, you know, whatever. But no,
why don't
one,
you just pool your money together on those Night Ravens and get the flag?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah, think about it. But yeah, I remember getting like just everything was G.I. Joe that year. It got actually kind of boring. I remember getting bored. I'm like, oh,
that was me for several years in a row.
Yeah, G.I. Joes.
I mean, I'm sure you can't tell.
Was you last?
No.
See, for me, I always knew Grandma was getting the big gifts. Grandma and Grandpa was getting me the big gifts. So going through the catalog would be like, all right, send that page to Grandma.
Send that page to Grandma?
Pretty much, yeah.
I like that.
Memorable gifts, though. There was
the old bird don't know what I'm talking about. Let's give her a picture.
Well,
and instructions on where it's at the shelf.
I worked retail. You know, my grandparents were actually very appreciative of things like that. They just come in with their – not the ad. They just come with the phone and go – like, well, this way.
In all fairness, my grandparents were relatively young considering, but no, they would get each of us grandkids one big gift.
What constitutes a big gift?
The whale, the G.I. Joe whale.
That's a big gift. You're talking about physically or financially? Like
the,
yeah, whale.
Yeah. Well,
I guess it'd be both kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
The whale wasn't cheap. It was about $30 back then.
So that's one of my most memorable gifts was getting the G.I. Joe whale, the hovercraft. And
was it a cool Night Force one or is it just general?
No, it was the original.
Okay. The Night Force one's
and
cooler.
And I, at some point, got a second one because I remember releasing one of them down the flooded creek by the house.
And, oh.
Oh, there it goes.
And your grandma's love went with it.
How many Christmas toys did make it through the following spring?
Thankfully,
how many did make it through that day?
Well, I shouldn't say thankfully. She is no longer with us, so thankfully, she does not know about that going away, and she won't. Well,
there you go.
She might now.
Well,
but
she's watching you, Joe. Now she's judging you.
Well, I sent you some of the pictures of days past. Evidence of me being very proud of getting the little people barn.
Who didn't have that barn?
Well, yeah.
Like literally if you grew up in the late 70s into the early 80s, they just appeared in your house. It's like a Peter.
Yeah. I think I inherited
and
one.
Mood. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, literally. Yeah. I think I inherited one from him.
Everyone did. Like every babysitter I ever had like 3 of them.
Yeah.
It's like a Peter Frampton album. They just showed up in your house.
Yeah. Between that and the little rolling popper.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, we got one of those.
Fisher Price telephone, too.
Yeah. That thing. Yeah. God damn that thing.
Peers into your soul.
We got Ella one of those little poppers. I looked at Joy. I'm like, do you like torture? Are you Taliban? I mean, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, those suck. She's like, oh, no, it's good to teach her how to walk.
The Tickle Me Elmo out of stock?
Yeah, right. I'm like, holy shit. We should get her one of those Elon Musk flamethrowers. Why not?
Yeah.
Wait, I won't.
It's ridiculous. I hate that thing. I hear that pop, 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 pop. Oh, God. Torture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, and one year we got the original Kenner Star Wars Ewok Village as a family gift. This was the, it had like 3 or 4 tree stumps and the cuts in between.
Because they repurposed it in the 90s for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That's right. I forgot about that.
There's a couple of things got repurposed for that, like the Ewok battle wagon.
Yep.
And stuff like that got
repurposed for Robin Hood.
Then was it Little John was the Gamorrean guard with a human head?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, he was. Yeah.
This movie's stupid. Let's figure out a way to make toys with it.
Well, we've got these molds.
Yeah.
But
I'll see Kevin Costner do a British accent.
Yeah. Well,
I also remember probably because there's a picture somewhere. I don't think it's one of the ones I shared. It was, what was the series? Space 2001 or something like
okay.
that.
Space 1999.
That's it.
Was it the ship?
The long ass ship.
That ship.
They're posing with it in the picture.
They were like 2001 Space Odyssey. I'm like, they made a Kubrick toy. Yeah,
that ship had the front capsule that came off along with the, yep. the engines, and you put it together.
That's Paul. That's together. Paul's
yeah.
era.
Yeah. Paul's got things.
I can contribute.
I'm not
too
terribly far behind if I remember getting the toy. So,
but yes, they did make Kubrick figures. They actually did make the obelisk and the bone. The monkey yep. thing, the beating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Super 7 put those out as ultimate.
Oh, I was just talking about like the, when they, like original. Yeah. That's what.
Cause I've almost bought that obelisk just because it's what it is. And
I would love for them to do a thing you could pay and turn Alexa into Hal.
Oh, that would be awesome.
But yeah, a lot of memories of Star Wars and G.I. Joe.
What's weird for me is everybody knows like Ghostbusters. But I don't like, I know I got them for Christmas, but I don't remember them.
Yeah.
They're early enough in like probably 2, 3, 4 years old that I barely, there's pictures. Mom took pictures of everything. She's got boxes and boxes and boxes of pictures. I always laugh at that meme of, Mel Gibson doing Lethal Weapon with a cigarette in his hand with the hair. And it's like
80s mom as you open your Christmas. Yeah.
Makes me laugh because
everybody's mom had that Patrick Swayze haircut.
Yeah, just minus a cigarette and an overly pink robe. That's it's burned into my brain. But no, I don't remember getting the Ghostbusters stuff, but just I remember having it, and I remember getting all the 89 Batman stuff.
You'd have been right there for that. Yeah.
I remember getting the 89 Batman stuff that really stuck out for me. Grandma gift for me that stuck out the most growing up was. This was 89, big gift. She got like family gifts. So it was like for me and my brother and then for my cousins, we all got NES entertainment systems. Holy I remember crap. Getting the Nintendos right at grandma's, and there is photos somewhere. But
so like you two got one together.
Together and Ryan and Steven got one. Oh, they did? Okay, well.
They got an Atari.
It might have been.
Well, wait for grandma telling who the favorite is.
Yeah. Ask later. How quickly tides can turn. But yeah, the grandma gift for me, that was a big one for me that I remember pretty well. But then the later one that I remember toy wise, video game systems, I remember like us getting a computer for Christmas one year. And my own, like, kind of created my own Christmas gift was the year the PS2 came out. Mm-hmm. It was harder than hell to get. It was the Saturday after it came out. Mom was doing the Midnight Madness event at Hallmark because she was an ornament collector. Mm-hmm. I went with her, but I went walked down to the local Walmart.
That was when the little Walmart was in Martinsville, right?
Rural game sits today.
Yeah.
And I remember just asking the lady haphazardly, like, hey, did you get any PS2s in? She's like, oh, honey, I don't think we have any. Hold, give me a second. Go in the back. She says, honey, two just came off the truck. And I... Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory spented my ass all the way to Hallmark, grabbed her. I'm like, they got PS2s. And she's like, if I get this, your Christmas is done. Fair. And I'm like, fair.
And done like, and done.
I remember that. I remember getting like a Nintendo 64 and her like opening it. She's like, and he was, I think, associated with it. And they're like, you can either take the N64 with came with GoldenEye and Shadows of the Empire or switch out for PS1. And I'm like, 64, done. Done deal.
Yeah.
So I kept that. But the toy wise, the one I was stuck in my brain, which is not Ghostbuster related, was waking up and coming out and they had already built it was the Ninja Turtles playset, the sewer layer.
Oh, nice.
And I remember that and came with the party wagon, like it was the whole shebang. The
whole spiel.
Yeah. Wow. Except I remember I got that and he got a basketball goal. For some reason I remember that and I don't know why. And then the other one, the funnier one was
you got to sit and play with toys and he didn't.
He was a teenager at that point. Two of the funnier ones, one was Eric got screwed on Christmas kind of funny moment. And then this one, I remember I was dicking around in the house. Nobody was home. And I tripped into what was the McFarlane Metallica figures. And they were the individually packed ones. I just found it by accident. They did a piss poor job hiding it. And I was like, shit, didn't say anything, walked away from it. Wake up Christmas morning, open everything. And I'm like, where the fuck did those go? Like, they're not here. He had gotten involved and swapped out the individuals for the big box set.
Oh, okay.
And then it flipped into the box set. So it caught me off guard, but I was like, oh, all right then. Because he worked with Sam Getty. But the funnier one was I was a kid. I was probably 9 or 10. And we go through all these gifts. We get up in the morning and shithead is like, oh, hey, go to the window and look outside to see if there's a car in the driveway. No car in the driveway because he wanted a car for Christmas. No car in the driveway. And we go through all the gifts. And then we get to the very end and there's a little tiny ass box. And they're like, you guys have to open this together. So we open it together and it's an RC car controller. Like, okay. Flip it over and there's like a car key taped to the back of the controller.
Okay.
So he's confused as hell. And we go outside and they parked the car between the houses so you couldn't see it.
Okay. Yeah.
And we go out there and it's like he gets a car and then they open the door and hand me a remote control car. Here's your remote control car from Radio Shack. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like,
one of these things aren't like the other.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, there was a car payment attachment. In the moment, I'm like 9 going, how the hell did this math out? Like, this doesn't track at all.
So talk about bait and switch. My dad was the master. He, as funny as he was also very vengeful.
Does that say sadistic?
Sadistic. I remember being a kid. Mom and dad had been divorced and everything, and I was tooling around upstairs in his room, which I shouldn't have been. And I found a Super Nintendo in the closet. Mind you, this is like 3 days before Christmas. And I'm stoked. I'm like, Super Nintendo. And it had like, you know, Mario built in and everything. I'm geeking out. And I remember him, you know, I didn't lay into it. And he goes, what are you so happy for today? I'm like, well, you know, I couldn't, a shit eating grin. I couldn't keep it.
You have a horrible poker face.
Horrible. Yeah. You can read me like a book. And, so he goes, what are you so happy for? I was like, well, I, and he goes, what? And he goes, well, I was upstairs. And he goes, oh, were you in my closet? I'm like, yeah. It's all right.
He returned it.
So wake up Christmas morning. And I'm come down the stairs. I'm like, it's me, a Mario. It's Mario time, right? Yeah, I'm riding Yoshi this morning. No, get down there. And there's a mountain bike, and he says, "You need to spend more time outside, fat boy." Total bait and switch. Oh, shit. Yeah, that might be misconstrued as child abuse now, but. Yeah, he got me. He took it back and bought me a Huffy, bike and a mountain bike. Made me go outside and ride it.
He was a master bait and switcher.
Oh, yes. Master. Yeah. Baiter and switcher and all that stuff.
Sorry.
He was a single father, Paul. Just probably a lot of the master.
Well. My biggest, it's weird. My mom just asked me this question last week when we were talking, what my memory was. And the first thing and the biggest thing that pops to mind was the Christmas I got to open the Death Star from Kenner.
Playset?
Yeah, the playset.
With the little foam.
With the little foam trash compactor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the action figures that came along with that, that was the big one. And then Atari. Year later, I got an Atari 2600.
Yeah, I got a picture of me with the 2600.
Yeah, okay. that winter I became Space Invaders a god.
To this day, I can still probably stomp 95% of the population in Centipede.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it just becomes like it's a part of me. Like, you know, if ever there was like an alien overlord to come in and say, hey, we need you, like, you know, it's last Starfighter style to go fight the centipedes. I'm like, game on.
Cool. Yeah.
I'll slaughter the galaxy. Let's go.
And then when I was probably, you know, middle school, not quite middle school, but fourth, fifth grade, we got laser tag sets, the actual like laser tag.
Oh, the black chest things.
You got the helmet. Those things I always want.
I didn't get the helmet. I just had the chest vest, but the black laser gun. And then we lived in Illinois, little town, Olivet, which was where Olivet Nazarene University started before it moved to Kankakee. And so the old university, campus was right across the street. And so we had this giant open area to go play laser tag in.
Nice.
all hours of the night. And it was back at that time, you know, it's the '80s. It was like, hey, you're awake, you know, be home before like when the sun goes down. Yeah. And so
laser tag. There was another thing right around that time that came out. I remember my neighbor had it, and it was a gun. It was big and orange and had gotcha written on the side.
Oh, yeah.
It.
I remember those.
I don't know what that was. Was it like early
Wasn't there a gotcha NES game?
I think there was, but this gun was like it fired something. I don't remember.
It might have been like a crossover thing, almost like a Captain Power was.
I don't know. It was cool because I remember playing with that, and I remember the year after it came out, his mom got him on clearance all the Sektar figures and the Hive and everything. And I remember going to his house. He's like, I don't like this. I'm like, those are Sektars. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, those are cool. He goes, no. He goes, I want a G.I. Joe. I'm like,
well, yeah. Like,
was it paintball?
Or it's basically early paintball.
Okay. That gun is so chunky and cool.
Does it look like the old like Bug Hunter like video game?
Oh, wow.
It looks like Hellboy's Samaritan in a way. I mean, it's a big, thick,
it kind of looks like the RoboCop gun kind of sort. There's a video game. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. I know it was I loved that gun because it was just so like Space Marine.
Oh, yeah.
The
other thing I remember, you were talking about like the kid being like, oh, I didn't like this. I remember how many things you got for Christmas with the expectation like, oh, this is going to be kick-ass, whether it's a toy or a video game or something. It's this is going to be so cool. And then you get it out and start I'm like, what in the what is this?
I got the G.I. Joe remote control car.
Yeah.
The figures and stuff on it. Because I got that and my sister got the Teddy Ruxpin version of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Mom went like stupid that year for us anyway. And the G.I. Joe card lasted literally like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It stripped out and just died. I'm like, what the hell? Absolute junk.
Yeah. I remember many of video games getting purchased or for Christmas and then getting it out and playing it. Like either it was just game breakingly hard or like this game is just bad.
So, yay. Thanks, Mom. You bought me Crow for the PlayStation 1.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anything LJN. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, that's the death knell. You're like, man.
The really bad late age WCW games, the Nitros and Thunders that were god awful.
I can still speed run ET though on the 2600.
Yeah. Yeah, how many Christmases got destroyed with ET for that year?
Look, I mean, look on all those all those old Atari games. I mean, it's literally it was 1 in 10 were playable.
Yeah,
the rest of it, like it was the first like console to get like shovelware. They just slapped whatever on a cartridge and just send it out. Hell, I mean, they did Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
Halloween,
and Halloween on the Atari. I mean, they didn't care.
Yeah, they did porno games.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really? What are they called?
I'd have to look it up for you. One of them involves Indians. I know that. I've seen an angry video game nerd episode about it.
How can you even know that if it's pornography on a 2600?
Exactly. They made a Porky's Atari game.
How can you? Like, oh, look at that pixel! Literally, that is a pixel.
That is
not a titty. That is a pixel.
You've just uncovered an entirely new rabbit hole. I am now going to get lost in and waste my money.
You're welcome.
How big of a loser do you have to be? You sit there like, Atari 2600 porn.
That is a breath away from fuzzy cable.
Yeah. It's scrambled.
It kind of looks like
it could be National Geographic. We don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody's humping.
Yeah.
I have to tell you a story about scrambled cable with my best friend and I in fourth grade. He had cable and we found the Playboy channel and it was all scrambled and we would sneak down at night and we knew how to tune the knobs on the TV to de-scramble it. And we did it so much that the next month his dad got a bill from the cable company for a Playboy Channel subscription. And he raised hell with them.
My grandfather
had no idea.
Used to have the big satellite that would
in
the yard, you turn and you turn.
We had one.
He actually had a de-scrambler box. and he would, everything was free. Like, he's getting shit from like North Korea and all, I mean, all kinds of craziness. And I remember being a kid and like, I would sneak in, like, man, what are we going to find now? Tune in Tokyo. Let's go. You find all kinds of weird shit. Like, yeah. So, yeah.
I remember getting, I guess it'd be great aunt, Rita was a Radio Shack buyer in Mass. And I remember many Christmases she'd buy us gifts and she meant well. She's long since passed, over the summer, but, she would buy us these really shitty RC cars with the wire still attached to them. Like the Ferrari and Lamborghini.
Yeah, but you only had like 3 foot of cable.
Yeah, you're like almost like
you gotta run behind.
You're doing
it.
A soft jog like Rocky with it.
It's literally dangling the carrot in front of you. Yeah. You just gotta keep running.
You could go forward and the only way you could turn was reverse and it would turn, then go forward and reverse turn. That's how you learn the 3-point turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it had those, it was one of those ones that had the weird little spinny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Those two. Those are so I remember the, like, shit. The, like a Lamborghini one like that.
They look cool.
They look fantastic.
Until you use them.
Yeah. Until you started them. Yeah. And then it was just so bad. And she did get those type. Those are like the really bad, handheld video games. Not like you're playing watches.
Not the LJN, but the crappy football ones.
Really bad. Almost like almost as bad as the Tiger ones. Yeah. Like, and I remember getting those from Radio Shack.
I used to have this little black, it was a handheld, and it was like, you had a little red steering wheel and you moved the car.
Yes. Or the bad video game one. It was the screen that kept rolling and it kept moving.
Yeah. So bad.
Yeah. She taught us the art of how to fake it.
Yeah. Fake it till you make
it. Yeah.
Well, you got, I mean, look.
Because you're like, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You're just like, oh, cool.
And well, I mean, next time, take Joe's advice and rip the page out of the book and help a lady out.
That's what I want.
Hey, here you go.
But yeah, silly things like that. I remember getting toy-wise. I'm like, cool, right on. I'm like.
Oh, I remember in those books, I remember actually writing down in them.
Yes.
Circling things.
Circling. I remember writing like times four. Like, I need four of this figure.
Yeah.
Because I was already like one the army build at like six. Yeah.
I always thought it was great, the placement of the toy section in toy catalogs, which was either in between the women's lingerie.
Yep.
Yeah. And guns.
That was always
my. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That was always my story when I got caught with the book. I was looking at toys. Yeah.
That explains the outfits on many female characters and shooters.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember.
Conflicting emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, like
I can't look at a 12 gauge without my pants. Never mind. Yeah. It's like, woo.
Whatever. Yeah, me and my brothers always fought over these catalogs, and there were, I remember one year, I don't remember what the item was. Whoever got a hold of it first marked it as, I want this, and then the next one behind, no, I want this.
Oh, oh Lord. You're just fighting for territory in the catalog?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, I miss those catalogs. Those were always fun. As a kid, everything was so like foreign. Like you didn't have access to go out and buy things yourself or go to the store by yourself.
It was like a whole other world. Unless you caught a television commercial on a Saturday morning, you didn't know what was coming out. It's not like now you could just literally open up your phone and see an announcement. You had to see that, this movie or this cartoon or this toy line, it will run a commercial ad on Saturday morning cartoons or.
Yeah.
No, and when I grew up, Saturday morning cartoons were commercials.
Yeah.
That's before Reagan like regulated everything to make everything had to be so many hours of educational programming.
And
now you know.
And now you know.
I'd get lucky.
Knowing's half the battle.
Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings, I might get lucky and catch a little bit before my dad got hold of TV. And then it was Meet the Press and Car and Driver Television and This Old House and.
Luckily, my old man liked cartoons, so we had our set regular cartoons. Like, we watched Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
We watched Gargoyles, because he liked Gargoyles, and then we would watch those type of cartoons together.
He would do – I could get him on Tom and Jerry and Wile E. Coyote. He wanted to see somebody.
Well, he grew up with those probably.
Oh, no.
Super Friends.
Dad's in his 70s. No. He just liked watching them
people
hurt each other.
Hit each other.
Yeah. Because every once in a while I'd watch Three Stooges. He'd sit there and watch it.
Yeah. No, it's the times have changed, but we still get glimpses of that stuff. Like, you know, with Amazon sending that stuff out.
Yeah, it's cool. Somebody in that office has enough be like, oh, you know, it'd be cool if we did something cool like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so a lot of those stores, though, that we had those catalogs for, I mean, they're either on their way out or gone.
I mean, the three big ones are gone, Montgomery Ward, Sears, and JCPenney. Well, JCPenney's more
Penny's
or less.
Penny's is still there, but it doesn't really.
It's not what, it's a very much a shell of itself.
Absolutely. I went into one a couple weeks ago looking for some pants, and I'm like.
I mean, the catalog I look forward to every year now is the Swiss Colony catalog. So.
The hell is that?
Lots of snacks, lots of.
Oh, that's where you get those kick-ass fruitcakes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or, you know, as Cartman always saying about the Swiss Colony beef log.
Yeah.
So another thing I remember.
It was like Sharper Image.
Yeah.
We used to get those.
Yeah. Go into a bad Christmas catalog. I don't even know if they still make these. But another thing that I read is she would go to, there's a place called over in Plainfield.
ABC Distributors.
Yeah, ABC Distributors. She'd go there and find stuff there.
Oh, that was like the original Wish.
Yes. Yeah. And it's still open.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The flea markets written here dictated that has to stay open.
Yeah.
yeah.
But the, was it ABC Commodities or something like that? Mm-hmm. The catalogs.
Yes.
Those really just crappy catalogs. These are the ones where you get like the hats with the boobs on the head and like the thing of the beer mugs.
Well, you get like the American Eagle like spinny art.
Yeah.
That you're like,
what? You get like fake dog poop in there.
And it wasn't ironic. It was actually to sell it.
Or
it was
the outhouse that you put water in it and pee at.
It's like the original Archie McPhee.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah, the singing bass. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Billy Bass. Yeah. Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
My grandma still has one of those hanging up in her house.
Yeah.
I swear to God. It's still running.
Yeah. Same batteries from 1998.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, I remember that, like people that, like our family, like my uncle Bob was her husband. They would get those catalogs and sit at my grandma's house and thumb to these really shitty catalogs like that.
Oh, there was so many of those back in the day.
Yeah.
I used to get one though. Was it Comic Cavalcade? Would send one out every couple of months.
Entertainment Earth used to do a catalog.
Yeah. They did. Yeah. I remember those.
Things from another world.
Yeah. I remember catalogs was how we bought things. That was our Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we, like I said, it was like a whole other world. It's like me. Yeah. I remember sending off and getting like a comic book and comic book t-shirts and stuff and having to get a money order and or a cashier's check and mailing it off. Yep. And then it taking like 3 months to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, oh man. Yeah. Whole other world. Kids today have no idea. Mm-hmm. There's no same day delivery.
Oh, no. Yeah, instant gratification is
no.
Same day delivery is going to the store and getting it your own damn self.
Right? And we couldn't. So, yeah.
Especially if you live where we lived.
Oh, yeah. I lived out in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Robert Johnson sold his soul out by my house.
It's
out in the middle of nowhere.
I was by Lafayette Square.
At a crossroads.
If I was brave enough to, and well, Lafayette Square wasn't so bad back
then. Oh, hell no. That's the land of the backward Toys R Us.
That was Toys R Us. That was my first job, was at Backwards Toys R Us.
Backwards Toys R Us. I remember that. That's a good place. Oh, well, guys, happy holidays. I'm ready for a drink. I miss my Mr. T doll.
Is this where you cue Clark with the Taz mug? Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
And kiss my ass.
Kiss his ass.
Kiss your ass. Kiss his ass. Happy
kiss
holidays.
My ass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. So, we're looking down the barrel of Christmas, no pun intended. It's a nasty time of year.
Yep.
Depressing.
Yep.
Just crickets.
Yeah, it's depressing. I want my damn JCPenney's catalog. I couldn't. The minute I get that, it's like, oh, cool, I'm going to order this catalog. It's going to take 3 weeks. The fuck it is. Where's my Amazon account? That's exactly what
I don't remember a lot of things I asked for.
Like, no, I'm going to Faraday Toys. I ain't going to wait.
I can go in here and buy the things I didn't get for Christmas.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I come in here and buy cool toys from good people. And plug.
Hey, Mom, you remember this figure? This is the thing you didn't get me.
Yeah, well, my mom really wasn't around a lot, so I can't do that. So there you go. More depression.
Crickets.
Another drink.
Thank you.
That's what it sounded like at home with mom not there. Crickets. Crickets and my masturbating lonely dad.
Holy shit.
I inherited like an awesome penthouse collection, though. So, fuck it.
Hey, 2002 was the best Christmas ever. That's when they tried to buy my love post divorce.
Oh, dude. We can go down that road. Trust me. We'll do that on a divorcees episode. Yeah. Once one of us gets divorced.
That summer, we went to every concert.
Yeah. Once one of us gets divorced again, we'll do that episode.
I'll tell you the great thing about it was that, because my ex was so insistent to maintain Santa's existence.
Yeah.
That all of the gifts that she got were from Santa. And the way things were arranged, Christmas morning was at her house and Santa came and all that stuff. So when we celebrated on Christmas Eve, everything was from this guy.
Daddy got his flowers.
That's right.
I like it.
My
parents. See, your mom's broke. That's why Santa keeps hooking you up.
She shouldn't have left.
Yeah.
Dirty. Never mind. Yeah. That was my childhood. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. My parents split in 88 and that's, The next couple of years were probably the best Christmases I had.
Mom and dad split when I was about 8. Bobby was about 3. And that summer, it turned into an escalating war on who's going to get me the coolest thing. So dad bought me a ninja outfit. This was not just ninja. It's like a 2-piece mask, the whole thing. It tied. Yeah. This thing was badass. So mom bought me nunchucks. Dad bought me throwing stars. Mom bought me those claw things, the crime. So imagine a 8-year-old chubby little Billy covered in black head to toe with real ninja weapons from the flea markets driving up and down the street on his little Swin banana seat brown bike terrorizing South Paragon.
And you still had the compound bow, right?
And I had my compound bow and I learned from American Ninja how to shoot it with my feet. So I was a badass.
Thank you, Michael Dudikoff.
Thank you, Michael Dudikoff. And here you go, kids. Don't fuck with Billy.
I just got a CD Walkman.
No. they escalated into full-blown warfare. It was literally like a precursor to that South Park episode.
Yeah.
It was great. Like we used to be, we'll have to come back to this, but I remember as a kid being able to go to
therapy episode.
I remember going to the Paragon homecoming and them not like caring. They're like, oh, what do you want? I want that switchblade. Okay. Or I want that butterfly knife. Okay. And it has like Arizona written on it or like a sunset.
I bought a Zippo lighter at Fall Foliage Festival when I was 12.
Right? Yeah. Morgan County was riddled.
They even engraved my name on it. That way I had an alibi.
So horrible. You're like, oh, what'd you get down at the homecoming, Billy? Well, I got a caramel apple and a machete and a case of stink bombs that fell off the back of a truck. And let the madness begin.
Yeah.
And I'd ride off with my little Swin and little fat ninja boy. So yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. Our 5 figures in our clinical depression with our fucked up childhoods. Yeah. Good times. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, happy holidays. Jingle bells and all that shit.
Jingle my bells and work my horn.
Dashing through the snow. Later, guys.
Well. Thanks to Faraday for hosting us and letting us.
Our therapy session. Yeah. Thanks.
Traumatize all of your customers.
Make you appreciate your parents a little bit better. Won't it?
Go home, hug your grandparents. Hug mamaw.
All right. I think that's going to do it for us. Thanks everybody for tuning in and we'll see you again probably next year.
Next year.
Sorry.
Political presence not good.